Hey, so I'm gonna do the Discuss Your Dreams challenge, and then maybe I'll do some other things. I'm not sure yet. Do you usually remember your dreams? To some degree. I usually remember like parts of my dreams, but not always the whole dream. And there are certain like moments from dreams that stay with me for a lot longer than the whole dream. There are certain dreams that I've had where that moment stays with me, like even now I can remember dreams that I had when I was really young or something. But like the whole dream doesn't stay. Are they usually good dreams, nightmares, or the th same thing that you experience when you're awake? My dreams are different than when I'm awake, but they're not. Like, a lot of the times when I have bad dreams, like, I'm on some level aware that it's a dream, but I feel that the dream is not under my control and I'm able to fight back to some extent. I'm not capable of, like, controlling everything in my dreams, like in some kind of, like, movie or something, but, so sometimes I've been able to kind of fight back against the nightmare and turn it into a good dream, or I'm never really able to wake myself up. If I try to wake myself up because I know that I'm having a nightmare, it becomes part of the nightmare and it's actually scarier, like way scarier usually. My dreams are very different than real life. Like they're kind of in a different world setting, so I don't really think that they're really super similar to anything in real life, but they have kind of a. Like, sometimes I'll be like walking around going from like an office building to another office building or something, but the buildings are all. In my dreams, buildings are really weird. Like, that's the easiest. Like, biggest difference between my dreams and reality, or my dreams and say television or books that I've read or anything, is like staircases do not make sense in my dreams. It's like Rose Red meets Hogwarts meets the Ewok Village. Like, sometimes there will be like floors of a building, like a building like my old high school. Like, a lot of buildings in my dreams have parts of my old high school in them. But they're not my old high school. Like, it'll just be kind of a similar, like, staircase or something. Or certain hotels that I used to go to this one anime convention every year when I was younger. And all of the hotel, that hotel is permanently part of my dreamscape. Like, bits of it will show up places. One of the hotels that I worked at shows up. There's a couple other places that I've lived or places that I've been to a lot that show up in my dreams a lot. But they're never like perfect replicas. Like, they'll have like, well, part of this floor is actually one floor up, and the only way to get there is through this rope bridge. Or part of this has actually like been knocked out and replaced with like some stuff that was built. Like, it'll be like a concrete building, you know, like one of those big industrial, like built in the 60s and 70s concrete buildings that you see. And then there'll be like part of it, like part of one floor is slightly up on a platform and it's made of wood. And, like, you can only get there with an elevator that only goes there. And the elevator is from, like, 1915. And, like, I don't know. Like, or there's a rope bridge across, like, half of a library or other things. You know, like, it doesn't make sense. But it's awesome. I, like, wish I could draw well enough to draw you these things. They're really cool. Ever had any prophetic dreams? Maybe. I've had dreams that I think were prophetic, but I have never done the real test, which one of my exes pointed out to me that I should do sometime, is where you keep a dream journal for a really long period of time and then look back on it and say, okay, this is prophetic. I've had a lot of really mundane moments in my life where I realized that I dreamed them way before they happened, like years before. Like sitting at a desk at this one place that I worked for a while and just like folding a red envelope and thinking about what I was going to have for lunch, that kind of a thing. Or, trying to decide if I wanted to do something, that kind of thing, not super big, crazy stuff. Before this one natural disaster when I was a really little girl, like really little, I dreamed about the president crying on the news in front of an airplane, and the disaster in question involved an airplane. And I've had similar things like that happen before events that, could have been related, but I can't really prove that. And I don't feel that this is a useful thing. I was raised to believe that everybody has moments like that where they've had prophetic dreams, but that most people can't harness it to be any good. There is one dream that I had when I was in high school that I will, like, I wrote it down because I woke up and I was convinced that it was gonna happen, and it freaked me the hell out. About there was like an alien inside the Sphinx, and they were digging up that chamber that Edgar Casey says is under the Sphinx, and like it was somehow waking up the alien or something, and it was gonna like it was evil. Like it was not evil like religious evil like it wanted to kill everything on the planet. Like it was angry, like that complete bone deep anger that you have sometimes, and that hopefully you have never experienced or have only experienced a few times in your life, where you just want to annihilate everything that stands in front of you. And it felt like that, and like it looked at me, and I woke up, and it was terrifying, and it was something that I was watching on the news, but it saw me anyway in the dream, like I was watching it on the news. That's stupid. But if that happens, I called it. I guess the other thing was, I dream about the town that I live in a lot, and dream architecture is weird, and I dream certain like alternate timelines, and they're always the same for the town that I live in. Like our town was always founded by witches who came here and were trying to hide that they were witches. And there's always a train underneath part of the buildings downtown. And there's always, like, I live in a really old building that was built when the lumber barons built my town. And I live in the area. My building is totally ghetto now because it hasn't been updated since, like, the 50s. But, like, they turned it into a rooming house in the 30s. And then they turned it. They updated some stuff in the 50s, and they have not updated a damn thing since then. Like bare minimum what they can get away with. So it's really crappy now, but everything has been kind of, I don't know, run down, and like this used to be the really expensive neighborhood, and now it's kind of not. And a really expensive neighborhood is, all the rich people want to live outside of town on huge plots of land where they can build like a 4-floor house with like a hot tub and have like 15 cars, like insane people, and but God, I sound like an asshole, sorry. But yeah, these big old crazy beautiful houses are kind of not really doing so well, but I dreamed that there was a castle a couple blocks from my house. And that's always been, ever since I moved here, that's always been part of the way that I dream of my town. And these big old houses are like, in my dream, even though the cemetery is kind of a few blocks away from these houses, like the houses surround the cemetery, and a lot of them are like empty shells that no one lives in, like most of them. And my building is taller and a bunch of other stuff, and like I could make you a map of this dream city if, like, I could probably make it in The Sims or something if anybody gave a shit but me, and I don't really have, like, I get distracted really easily when I play The Sims, and but I dreamed that there was this castle, and I kept having this dream. And there's a church and a church parking lot there now. And I w used to walk by it every day. It was right by my house, and ever since I moved here, I've walked by it, except for the last year or so when I've worked for the company that I work for now. I've lived here about 5 years. And then I've always dreamed that there was this castle here. And I started having this, this. I went to this ghost hunting thing, this seminar, like last year, and it was like, hey guys, this is a seminar on, real ghost hunters of your town, and your town is, going to explain all the different haunted things that have happened here, and here's our collection of EVP and all that stuff. It was at this thing that I went to, and I was like, okay, well, cool. I would totally sit here and watch a PowerPoint presentation about this, and I have nothing else to do, and they already cut me out of chainmail today. So, at that point, you've been cut out of chainmail. You don't need to get in any more trouble. You can sit the fuck down and watch a PowerPoint presentation. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and they show this building. And there used to be this old lumber baron mansion in that spot. And he's telling the story, and it's the castle in my dream. And it was apparently, it used to be super duper haunted, and then they built a TV station there, and it was super duper haunted. And then they sold it to a church. And it's that church that I used to walk by every day. And I was freaking the hell out. I was like, oh my God. And I'm sitting there freaking out, and I was like, okay, so tell no one. Leave the room. We're done with the PowerPoint now. Like, I sat through the whole PowerPoint. I don't remember most of the rest of it. That was the point where I stopped paying attention. But, like, right after, I just walked out. I went and got myself some Pocky. I was done. Okay, so yeah, prophetic dreams. That's where that came in. Sorry. Ever have a dream that felt more real than real life? Yes, actually, like, you ever have a dream where you're having a fight with your boyfriend and you wake up and you're super pissed at him because of the dream and you're like, baby, you were a dick in my dream. You better fucking cuddle me. I've done that. That's the meanest I've ever been. I just, like, you, I just, I wasn't even that mean. I was just kind of like, hey, so I just had a dream where you were being a massive asshole and we were having a fight and, can we cuddle? I'm sorry. I'm gonna try not to be crabby, but you need to remind me why I love you so much and be sweet to me. It was in the morning, so it wasn't like I woke him up in the middle of the night or anything. But yeah. I had that with one of my exes. I've had dreams where, like, I thought I was going crazy. I used to have nightmares that things could watch me. A lot of my nightmares revolve around like mental illness related concepts or like demonic or supernatural concepts. Like, I've had nightmares about MK Ultra or nightmares about like people spying on me. I've always had nightmares about people watching me that I couldn't really stop or control them. like invisible people or like spirits or different things like that. Psychics who had like some kind of power that they could watch me whenever they wanted and I couldn't stop them. I've had dreams where like I woke up and I was afraid to look in the mirror because I dreamed that things could watch me through my mirrors and like I had to cover them. God, this makes me sound nuts. In high school, I had an imaginary significant other, and my imaginary significant other was very real to me because I had no one else to talk to. I was really shy for like my first 2 years of high school. Like I was afraid to talk to anybody, and that wasn't so long ago. When I got a real boyfriend, like for a week, I felt like I hadn't felt weird about it beforehand, but then like for a week after I had sex with somebody that I was in love with and all that good stuff, and I felt really guilty for a little while, and that's kind of messed up. Can you read or tell time in your dreams? I can read in my dreams. I can't really tell time that well in real life. Like, I mean, like I can read a clock and everything, but like it takes me a second. Like I have to think about reading an analog clock. I have to look at it and be like, okay. Like I can do like 30 and 15 and 45, but like anything more complicated than that, I have to really think about it. It's not instantaneous because like I was lazy when I was younger and never really paid attention to analog clocks because I would just have, like, there's always somebody to ask what time it is until you're like living by yourself for the first time. So, like, I never practiced because there was no reason to do so. Even when I got a job, like, I would just show up 5 minutes early to everything anyway, and like, I was telling time on my phone to get there, or, you know, whatever. It didn't really matter. So until I started living alone, I never really noticed that I couldn't tell time on a clock well. Because, like, even if I'm in a room with somebody and I'm not, like, looking at a clock, like, on my PC or my phone or something, I will just be like, what time is it? And I didn't realize that was a thing that I did until a couple, like 3 or 4 years ago, I think. That's awful. I'm sorry. It would never occur to me to look at a clock in my dreams, so I have no idea. I've never tried. But yes, I can read. There are some really, really cool libraries in my dreams. And I can definitely, like, I've had many times when I was dreaming about finding a really amazing book in a library or something and reading it. So, yes. Can you lucid dream? A little. The traditional style of lucid dreaming that most people think of is like, oh, hey, I'm dreaming. I can do whatever I want. That never really happens. Sometimes my dream self is aware that I have powers in the dream world that I don't have in real life, but it's on a limited basis. And it's gonna sound insane when I talk about it. Sometimes my dream self thinks I have my magic here. Please don't ask me to go very into that. I'm not going to, but yeah. When I have my magic, I can do magic things. Or sometimes I realize I can fly here. And flying in my dreams is kind of like walking on air or dancing on air. Like you still have to move your feet in order to fly. Or maybe like swimming through air, but swimming with your head up. Like if you were treading water but moving and not using your arms. You have to keep like doing stuff. You have to put forth effort, but you can do it above the ground. And my dream self is sometimes aware that I can fly in dreams, but other people can't, or most people can't, and sometimes aware that I have access to my magic in dreams, which allows me to do a couple other like simple little things like that. But does have rules, and I can't, just do whatever the fuck I want. And other dream characters sometimes have access to it as well, but not all of them. Kind of like PCs versus NPCs. And occasionally, I will like, I don't know if I partially wake up or what I'm doing, but I'll have a dream and I won't like the end of the dream. And some part of my brain will go, that sucked. Let's go back and do it over. And that I can actually do. Like, I can be like, well, fuck that. Let's go back. But I can't, like, just decide that everything is gonna happen the way I want. I can just restart the dream and try to make different choices. How often do you have sex dreams? I wake up a lot with like my legs in the air, or like it's obvious that I've been masturbating. This is gross, but when I'm on my period, sometimes I can tell that I've been touching myself. I don't really find it gross, but I'm aware that a lot of people might, so I'm trying to be, I try to be sensitive to that kind of thing. It doesn't really bother me. I just wash my hands. But actually having a dream about sex, depends on how often I've been having sex. Maybe like once or twice a month. If I really am like really turned on for some reason, and I haven't had sex in a really long time, maybe more than that. Can you lose? Okay, no, we did that. How often do you have what dreams? I have orgasms in my dreams when I have sex in them sometimes, but not very often because I usually wake up. Like, I'm about to come and it wakes me up. Or a lot of times I'll just wake up inexplicably, like, okay. I am, like, really, really, really horny. So I don't know if what was going on before that. I usually can't remember, so I don't know. But, yeah. When I was really young, I got freaked out because I had a dream where, like, someone was fucking me specifically, and I was a virgin at the time. I was like 14, maybe 13, and I dreamed someone was fucking me, and I like woke up and I was freaked out because I didn't even know what that felt like. But like, like even now that I think about it, it was accurate, and I was like scared somebody had been in my room, but there was nobody in the house, so I was probably fine. But I guess that's probably the closest I've ever had. I don't know what morning dew is. Let's Google it. I've been sitting here recording a bunch of stuff, so morning dew. What say you, Urban Dictionary? I bet you know. 'Cause otherwise I'm just getting like the Grateful Dead and a post-apocalyptic folk rock song, and I don't think that that's what you guys mean. Female wakes up and is aroused and wet all the time. I would say that 90% of the time I either can't sleep because I'm horny. Like, a lot of the times when I have insomnia, part of it is being randomly horny, or I wake up in the middle of the night like three or four times because it's like, holy crap. When a woman wakes up with dew on her grass, okay, yeah. What happens when you didn't do a good enough job the night before? No. Actually, the better job you did, the more likely I am to want an encore. I'm just saying. That's I'm like a kid with Turkish delight. I totally. You did a good job. I'm gonna want you to do it again and again until you either don't do a good job or I get hungry or have some other thing that I need to do. What do you do about it? I've made recordings for FSA. Sometimes I just sit there and like have. When you're like half awake, you have these really amazing, like long, intricate sex fantasies that are awesome. Sometimes, I always wish that I could write them down because they're neat. For a while, they were like an ongoing series. But like the summer after I graduated, like before I got a job for the first time and started trying to go to school and all that crap, like I just, yeah. I had like novel length sex fantasies because I had nothing else to do except like sit around and like fuck around on the internet and watch Turner Classic movies. It was not a good time. Sometimes I masturbate, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just sit there, kind of. Because sometimes, like, when I'm really, really turned on, I can't. Like, masturbating is not as good as being that turned on. Like, I can't. It doesn't work. If I have someone available, sometimes I will wake them up. I have to, like. I don't know. That's. I feel guilty about waking people up, though. Like, it's like, no, stay asleep. You have to work in the morning. And you probably are having a dream about, like, panda bears. And I don't want to take that away from you. It's probably lovely and important. Maybe you're having a prophetic dream that will save the world, and your girlfriend woke you up to fuck her. Totally not worth it. Yeah. But I don't know. Right now, I don't have anyone to wake up, so. But yeah, that happens to me like 2 or 3 times a week, maybe. I don't know. And we're done, I guess. So, hope this is edifying for the people, I guess.